So let's review. In the previous daf, the Iri says, "Me'eish le'eisha benida, eisa mishka b'moishel b'tamei adam l'tamei begadim." A woman that had a re'iyah causes a tumah retroactively to the bed or seat she later sat on, and therefore, if another person touched the mita, both the person and his clothing become tamei. The Gemara questions the Iri from the following brisa: "Me'eish le'eisha benida, mishkavo u'moishav k'maga." A nida causes tumah retroactively to her mishka b'moishav as if she touched an object. The Gemara initially assumes that the magah means she touched an object, and the comparison of magah mishkava teaches ma magah lo metame adam, av mishkava lo metame adam. Just as when a nida touches an object, only the object becomes tummy, but it does not cause tumma to a person. So to regarding me'eis li'eis, only her mishka becomes tummy, but it does not cause tumma to a person. However, the Gemara answers that this is not necessarily so. Perhaps magah means she touched a person, and the comparison of magah mishkava teaches mamaga atzma metama adam metama begadim af mishkava umeshava metama adam metama begadim. Just as when they need to touch a person, both the person and his clothing become tummy, so to regarding me'eis li'eis, her mishkav causes tuma to both the person and his clothing. I think I'm going to prove so from the following brisa. Haraya dam metama me'eis li'eis. If a woman has a re'iyah, she becomes tummy retroactively regarding the following. Mishkavis u'meshavis, if she later sat on the bed, becomes tummy and causes tummy to other mekalim. And oichlem amashkim, if she touched food or drink, they become tummy. And beklicheres hamukav tzamed pasl, if she carried an earthen vessel that was covered securely, it becomes tummy even though this type of utensil is not susceptible to tumas meis. And the brisa continues, ve'ina mayna el mishosh harasa. She only starts to count the 7 days of yimei nida from the time of the actual re'iyah, not from me'eis li'eis. And ve'ina mekukelis l'minyana, the Tumas Me'eis Le'eis does not mess up her count of Yemei Nida Bezidah, because as Rashi explains, the Havadei Mahashta Havya Pesach Nedusa. We assume that the Yemei Nida only started from the time of her Re'iyah. Therefore, after 7 days, she immerses herself and she starts to count the 11 days of Yemei Ziva. And Ve'in Metame is Boyle L'mafreya. If she cohabited with her husband during the past Me'eis Le'eis, he does not become Tame. Bekiba disagrees and says Metame is Boyle, her husband does become Tame. The Braisa concludes, however, in the case of a Roya Kesem, mitamol l'mafreya. If a woman found a stain on her garment, she becomes tummy retroactively regarding the following. Eichlan amashkin, mishkabas mishavas, v'kalicheres amukav tzamed pasl, and ve'en amayne el mishosh arasa. However, umukukelis l'minyana, the tumul mafreya does mess up her account of yimei nida b'ziva, because as Rashi explains, achshav she'en yidas yim riyasa, en yidas emasa hi yon alef, yoyim shebe nida l'nida. Since she does not know when she actually had the re'iyah, she does not know when to start counting the me'inida and yimeziva. And metamez boila. And the brisa concludes, b'zeh b'zeh toilin, lo eichlam lo yisarfin. Regarding both roya dam and roya kesem, they only cause a suffix tummy retroactively. Therefore, if she had touched tyrus in the interim, they're neither eaten nor burned. The Gemara proceeds with a statement of Rav Huna. Me'eis le'esha b'nida l'kodesh avu lo l'truma. A nida causes a tummy retroactively only to kachem, but not to truma. The Gemara proceeds to question Rav Huna from a number of brises. The previous brisa states, "Mahi mitamah oichlu mashkin." The nida causes tumah retroactively to food and drink. The Gemara initially assumes that oichlu refers to kodesh and mashkin refers to truma. Apparently, tumas meis leis applies to truma as well. However, the Gemara answers that according to Rav Huna, we must say that mashkin also only refers to kodesh, such as the oil from menaches and the wine from nesach. The Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph states, Reb Yehuda Omer, Af b'shas avarasin melechel b'truma. Yehuda says a woman requires a bedika even after she finished eating truma. And Rav Chizda explains, because l'sakin shirayim shebefenel, this bedika rectifies the remaining truma that she touched. Otherwise, if she subsequently has a riyah, this truma would become tummy. Apparently, tumas me'eis le'eis applies to truma as well. However, the Gemara answers that according to Rav Huna, we must say that the Mishnah comes to teach, l'sarif shirayim shebeyedeho shebadka asma kashir vesis. If she did a bedika tmeya immediately after eating truma, the truma must be burned because she certainly had a re'iyah while she was eating and touched the truma. The Braisa states, Ma'isav asa Rebbe k'Rebbe Eliezer. There was an incident in which Rebbe ruled like Rebbe Eliezer that a woman who did not have a re'iyah for 3 months is considered musalek as dam. And therefore, if she subsequently does have a re'iyah, she's only tamei from the time of re'iyah, but not me'is le'is. And la'acha sheniskar, amr kedahi Rebbe Eliezer lismach la b'shas atchak. When Rebbe remembered that the majority disagree with Rebbe Eliezer, he nevertheless concluded that we may rely on Rebbe Eliezer in time of great need because this happened during a famine, and he did not want to ruin the foods that the need to touch during me'eis le'eis. The Gemara initially assumes that the ruling was for Truma, because Rebbe lived after the Churban when there was no Kodesh. However, the Gemara answers that according to Rav Huna, we must say that the ruling was for Kodesh. As Ula says, Chavraya medachan biglila. The righteous would prepare and guard their wine and oil for Kodesh at a higher level of purity because they anticipated the Beis HaMikdash being rebuilt imminently. The Brisa states, Maisa b'shevchasa shav gamliel, sha'isa oifa kikar shal trumo bin kol achas v'achas medicha yoda b'mayim u'boidakas. There was an incident in which Rabbi Gamliel's maid was baking loaves of truma, and in between each loaf, she washed her hands and did a bedika. Then b'achrein abadka matza tmeh. After the last loaf, she did a bedika and found it unclean. She presented the issue to Rabbi Gamliel, and he ruled he tmeh b'kulin tairis. The last loaf is tameh, and the other loaves are tar. Apparently, tumas meis leis does apply to truma. However, the Gemara answers that according to Rav Huni, we must say that the kikarishal truma refers to trumas lachme taida, the loaves of a carbon taida that are separated for the kana. The Gemara then cites a brisa which relates a second incident of maisa b'shivcha shav gamliel. She gapa chavya shal yain, ubin kol achas v'achas madicha yodea b'mayim u'baydekes, ubachrein abad kamatza tmeya. Rav Gamliel's maid was sealing barrels of wine, and in between each barrel she washed her hands and did a bedika. After the last barrel, she did a bedika and found it unclean. She presented the issue to Gamliel, and he ruled as before, he tamei of a kulin tairis. The last barrel is tamei, and the other barrels are tar. The Gemara asks, Bishlem echadeh du kaidish v'chadeh du truma hi hainu dehadri v'shayla. If the one incident was with kaidish and the other with truma, it's understood why the shivcha needed to ask Gamliel a second time. However, according to Rav Huna, idvidi the kaidish lama lo lemahadr b'lashayla. If both incidents were with kaidish, why did the shivcha need to ask Gamliel a second time? The Gemara answers, these two incidents were with two different shifches, and each one asked Gamliel only one time. The Gemara concludes with another version of Rav Huna. Anida does cause tumah retroactively to both kodesh and tumah because the Mishnah Masechet Chagiga that discusses the distinctions between kodesh and tumah does not include tumas meis leis. Apparently, there is no difference between kodesh and tumah regarding this halacha.